De Klerk says it looks as though the cocaine was coming into the country, not going out. He thinks the South African prison gang known as the 28s could be responsible. He says in the past 3 or 4 years, the gang has been moving operations from the Western Province's east coast, where they catch and smuggle abalone, also known as pelamoun, to the province's west coast.
We know that there's a push to expand the operation, firstly to get away from the attention on the east coast, to move to the west coast, and that they've been acquiring properties, businesses, outlets in areas as remote as Laaiplek and other little places that they feel are under police. There's less attention on them, they're unknown, and they can acquire and legitimize their criminal enterprises through acquiring cottages, clubs, shops, and also acquiring new and more diverse outlets for money laundering.
Access to new supply routes is also a draw card for the gang.
By sea is one of the biggest supply routes that there's been, given the East Africa corridor all the way from Mogadishu, Mombasa, Tanzania, through all the way to Hermanus and then into Cape Town Harbour, and now around Cape Town to Saldanha, on to Walvis Bay and then into West Africa. So there seems to be an expansion from the East Africa route to West Africa.
De Klerk thinks the 28th gang is selling some things and buying others.
So diamonds go one way, pelamoun go one way, trade in exotic species go one way, and coming in is your refined synthetic drugs rather than it being manufactured here. So you pay with one and you get for the other.
He doesn't think the court case involving the 10 suspects from Bulgaria and Myanmar will significantly help law enforcement clamp down on drug trade. The men from the ship, he said, likely know very little about the overall operations. He also says the gang could be allowing some smuggling vessels to be captured as decoys.
The operation takes a lot of resources, but it also takes people away from what else might be happening coming in. So if the last three buses all being small, for example, trawler, fishing trawlers type stuff or smaller boats coming off whatever, you think that's the modus operandi of the criminal enterprise. So they're willing in that process to sacrifice what may seem to us as significant drug hauls, but it tells you the size of the enterprise, maybe into the multi-billions.
De Klerk says one way to help combat narcotics is for South African law enforcement to have more covert operations. He says currently there's too much reliance on informants. At the hearing Thursday, the court ordered the proceedings postponed until the 12th of March, so that interpreters can be found for the suspects. The National Prosecuting Authority says some of the Bulgarians seem to understand a bit of English, but not the others. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.